I'm here in Dobrinja, the largest suburb in Sarajevo, the capital of Bosnia and Herzegovina. A few kilometres from the historic city centre, this suburb was built towards the end of the communist regime. It comprises row upon row of high-rise apartment blocks. It's peaceful now, but 20 years ago, this was hell on earth.
In the 2 days since the United Nations withdrew from the airport, the city has been under almost constant bombardment. And then at lunchtime today, a round fell directly in the middle of the main shopping street, and the mortar claimed its victims at random among them.
That was a BBC report from April 1992. During the four-year siege of Sarajevo, the longest in modern history, this suburb, Dobrinja, became one of the most bombed areas of the city. Close to where I'm standing now was the Dobrinja mortar attack, a massacre of 13 young people who had gathered to play football during a Muslim holiday. Today, 20 years later, the buildings still bear the scars of war. Almost every block of flats here has bullet holes. But a young architecture student is working to beautify her neighbourhood.
My name is Irina, I'm 23. I'm studying architecture. I'm now in my master's studies, and in my free time I draw a lot, especially illustrations, comics.
Ervina decided to use her talents to paint a large, vibrant mural, 40 metres long, next to the riverbank in Dobrinja, near where she lives.
In this neighbourhood, I wanted to draw something on the river, something colourful, something with a lot of light, something very happy, cheerful, and not a big philosophy. Somehow also not a critic to everyone, but maybe a positive way to see things and to include the children also, that they have fun with it.
The river is one of the only green areas in this entire suburb, but it needed cleaning up. So Ervina got help from local non-profit organisation MOBA. Luka Kazic is MOBA's co-founder. He's a young American, a landscape architect, and has lived in Sarajevo for several years. But to finance his volunteer work, he works as a waiter at the most eclectic bar in town, the Zlata Ribica, or the Goldfish.
Okay, dobar dan, kako se vi?
Dobar dan.
Šta budete vi naručili večeras?
My name is Luka. I'm an American living here in Sarajevo for 3 years. So MOBA is a non-profit association for the promotion of social responsibility. And we are youth-led social, you could say, venture. We realize non-profit activities in local community for building local community, and we promote volunteerism, corporate social responsibility, all as ways to provide activities for youth to rebuild local parks and to also promote youth enterprise and youth employment.
Luka and his team, together with local residents, have spent a huge amount of time volunteering in the parks of Sarajevo, including at the river in Dobrinja.
This year we spent over 400 volunteer hours working in local parks, cleaning the park, trying to develop the park to be more beautiful and sustainable. We also started a youth baseball league, the first one in Bosnia, providing a free sport for children. But our biggest focus is the park cleaning and revitalization actions.
After they cleaned the riverbank, Ervina started work on the mural design, which interacts with the river.
It is actually a life above the river. I call them Dobrinja monsters, because they're all like little happy, colorful monsters, and they are going out of the river, and they start to play with each other.
But although Ervina decided quite deliberately not to make a political mural, there is still an important message which comes through her work, particularly for the children.
There are different colors, but it doesn't matter to them. So they're different, but they can still have a good relationship and good interaction.
Ervina first painted the outline of the long mural, but then received help from the children of the neighborhood.
The children of the neighborhood, they were all those days always near me. They were watching what I was doing, and they were very interested. And they always asked me, like, do you need help, do you need help? I told them to wait for me to finish that base work. And after doing that, they were crazy about helping me. In the end, I had maybe 20 little helpers, and we finished the work very soon.
And Ervina says that the experience was very positive for her and for her little helpers.
They were really happy, and I think somehow that is... It's very important to include the neighborhood, to include especially the children, because now they have some self-identification with the river and the mural.
But while this mural has been a resounding success, it's one of very few public art projects, murals or any sort of street art in the city. Ervina is not exactly sure why this is the case, but it's definitely something she's trying to change.
Sarajevo is a city which don't have a lot of murals, paintings or graffiti in the street. Actually, I really don't know why that is, because there are a lot of people who are painting, but they are somehow in the galleries, or they are students of Academy of Fine Arts. But maybe people usually think that painting something in the street don't has the value of art. They probably think it's vandalism, so it don't has to be like that. Doing art in the street, it's important to inspire people.
This is Pavel Schrey for DW in Sarajevo.